Could she read and write?
Yes, she could read and write.
So she had a fair education.
Yes, she had a fair education, yes, ma'am. But my daddy had a right good education. If he didn't, he could have, you know, he couldn't keep books and keep the men time and all like that. He ain't going, you know, to be paid off.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Ma'am.
Where were your mother's parents born?
In Alabama.
Okay.
Her home was in Alabama.
And what about your father's parents?
They's in Carolina.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know anything about your people any farther back than that? Your grandparents? Your great-grandparents?
I know my daddy's mother. I know her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember his father because his father died and he was a little boy.
Uh-huh.
But I remember my grandmama well. Yes, she lived until... She lived until I had all my children.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. I knew her well. When she died, she's about 90 years old.
Good gracious.
And she's been dead. She's been dead now. My mother, my grandma been dead every bit of, oh, goodness, over 60 years. Over about six, about 50, let me see. Because when she died, I had my last baby. That was Beauty. And Beauty was, Beauty was 53 years old. She born in 1916, and she was 63 years old the 20th of July.
Mm-hmm.
She was mm-hmm. 53, and she was about 3 years old when she died.
Well, had your grandmother been a slave?
Mine not. My grandmother now, she come here in slavery time.
Uh-huh.
But my grandma was, I reckon you hear about it, but I know you don't know nothing about it, because I don't know, remember about that time. My grandmother never was a slave.
Mm-hmm.
She was known a slave. It's called, she's more of like an Indian, back on the Indian type, and they called her Free Issues. That's what they called her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's very interesting.
Yeah, uh-huh. She was Indian. She's mixed with Indian. And her hair was, my grandma's hair was straight just like yours, laid down like that.
Uh-huh.
Long way down, she loose her hair, come here to right down there.
Good gracious.
I don't think touch. My baby sister is every bit of my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Every bit of her, got hair and everything like, and then one of my sisters was in Florida. All of her children, and my sister Pearlie, her children, all of them got good hair.
Uh-huh.
Most of my children got good hair.
Well, let's see now. I'm going to ask you some questions about your husband. Where was he born?
He was born in Augusta.
Okay.
My first husband was born in, I've been married twice.
Okay.
My first husband was named George Binion.
Uh-huh.
And my second husband named Henry Johnson.
Uh-huh.
That's me.
Well, now, where was your first husband born?
My first husband was born in Bamberg, South Carolina. That was his home.
Okay. And what were your husband's occupations?
My husband's occupation, was a railroad. Henry used to work on the railroad.
Both of them used to work with
the
railroad?
No, ma'am, just one. Henry worked on the railroad. Mr. George, he turpentine.
Okay. And what kind of work did he do, your first husband, with the turpentine?
Rent, you know, I don't...
Just whatever needed to be done,
needed
huh?
to be done, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's on that, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were both of them Baptists?
Yes, ma'am. Both of them was Baptist. Both of them. But remember that same church out there, aren't you?
Okay. And, let's see. Do you know how much education they had?
Both of my husband had good education. All both of them.
Okay.
Henry had a good education. All of them. Everyone. There was no dumb means. They could read and write.
Okay. Good.
I didn't marry any of them.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
See what I call it?
Uh-huh.
I call it in the afternoon.
Okay.